V'yoichol v'shoisa, and he ate and drank there. Oleho, kitun shemayim, with this old piece of bread, he drank some water, that's all. V'doima kimi shemesa mutlufonim. As we said, that's the meaning of the Suda Samasekis. As if to say, you're starting to have the tainus that the Avelis, even before Tisha B'Av. That means you feel as if the mace is in front of you. That's why we sit down on the floor by the Suda Samasekis. We're supposed to feel as if mamish the mace, the churbin is in front of us. So that's his minig. He only ate dried out bread and water. The nice our minig is, we have usually eggs, we have the minig is to have hard-boiled eggs. It's also a maichel that they give Avelim, as if to feel as if the mace is mamish in front of you. Tanan Osim, we went over there. Mokim shenogu l'asas malacha mishnim psachim yad, a place that they do malacha b'tisha b'av oisim. If the mok, the minig is to do malacha, you're allowed to do work. Mokim shenogu shle l'asas ein oisim. Over chol mokim, every place though, Talmud chachim b'telim. A Talmud chachim should not do work on tisha b'av. Rav Shimon Gamliel Oymer, Loilam Yasa Kolad Matzma Katalmud Chochem. Not only a Talmud Chochem Amish should not do work, but whoever wants to act like a Talmud Chochem is allowed to. And don't think you're acting like a big shot. No, you're allowed to act like a Talmud Chochem today on Tisha B'Av, and don't do Malacha. Tani Nam Yochem Ren Matis also, that Rav Shimon Gamliel Oymer, Loilam Yasa De Matzma Katalmud Chochem. Kadesh Yisana. We had this before also, but that we had that the Yechidim start to fast by the tinnitus, so Yechidim is supposed to be the chosh of a person. But we have whoever wants to fast, he's also allowed to fast. Because since you're doing something that's sound, that's hard to you, you're not showing off like you're being a sana, it's a good thing. Here also, if you would want to act like a Talmud Chacham and not to work at Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to. Tan Yidich was another price like this. We have Yishim Ben Gamliel Oymer, Kolo Oichel V'Shoise B'Tisha B'Av. Whoever eats and drinks on Tisha B'Av is kilu oicheh v'sheish of Yom Kippurim. It's mamish as if he ate and drank on Yom Kippur. Even though, of course, not mamish, on Yom Kippur you chayv misa for it. There's a misa b'day shemayim on Yom Kippur. It's chiv koros on Yom Kippur. If you eat, it's chiv koros on Yom Kippur. Then Yom Kippur is a chiv koros if you eat. On Tisha B'Av it's not, but call for him, it's a bad, he means to say it's a bad avera. Whoever eats and drinks on Tisha B'Av, it's very bad. Because it's a very chomadika tainus. The Rabbanan made it a very strong tainus here, come out just like Yom Kippur itself. Then Rav Kiva says, Kol oisem malacha b'tisha b'av. Whoever does work on Tisha B'Av is a neroya simen bracha l'irdom. It's even in a place that many gears to do work, they do the work, Yishno, you won't see a good simen. Nothing productive will come out of that work you did on Tisha B'Av. So mainly you're better off not doing the work then. The Chom Marmin, the Chom say, Kol Oysa Malacha B'Tisha B'Av. Whoever is busy doing work on Tisha B'Av, V'Eina Misabal Al Yushalayim, and he doesn't feel bad, he doesn't show his Avelis, he's not feeling bad for Yushalayim, is a Neroya B'Simchosai. He won't be Zoichim, Mr. Shem, to see Mashiach's time, when we'll have again Yushalayim B'Simchosai, when Yushalayim will be built up again. Shinema, the Pasuk says, Simchu Es Yushalayim V'Gilu Bo Kol Oya Aveho. Means be happy with your slime, all the people that love you. See so ito moso is kolam es ablim oleho. That means who's going to be happy with your slime? All the people that were misable, all the people that felt bad about your slime on Tisha B'Av, they'll be zeicher to see the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi. Mikan Omru, from this pasuk we learned that kolam misabel ayu slime. Whoever really acts like avelis for your slime on Tisha B'Av or lab davka Tisha B'Av, could be any time. The Kolam Mesabala Yushlaim, whoever feels bad about Yushlaim, is Zoyche V'Royeh B'Simchosai. You'll be Zoyche Mr. Hashem to see when Yushlaim will be built up again. V'Sheina Mesabala Yushlaim, and somebody that does not feel bad about Yushlaim, doesn't show his Avelis, is a Neroyeh B'Simchosai. He won't be Zoyche to see the Simcha, he won't be Zoyche to see when Mr. Hashem Yushlaim will be built up again. Tanya Nami Hochi, we learn about this also, Tanya Nami Hochi, that kol oichel basa, whoever eats meat, v'shoyse yayim v'tisha b'av, and eats, drinks more than tisha b'av, all of our kosa v'ayim, and him the Pasuk says, v'ati avoinam alat smoysam. There are veras like a part of them, it's a terrible avera, teeth and drink on tisha b'av. It's my mishol, you don't care about the churban abayis, and you won't be zeichot to see the Beis Hamikdash again. Yeah, but see, Rashi says, Kolecha Vos Rasiyam is to Tisha B'Av, Rashi says, V'Tisha B'Av Kolema B'Sudas HaMavsik Bo. Rashi learns, doesn't mean mamash on Tisha B'Av, because on Tisha B'Av itself, lav davka bosa v'yayin, like you're asking. On Tisha B'Av, who you eat anything, it's no good. That's what Rashi says, lav davka Tisha B'Av means, in the Suda Samav Stekis, if somebody eats meat, or else drinks wine, that's a terrible thing. For that, it's a terrible aveira. Like we had before, the Indian of the Suda Samav Stekis is, to before Tisha B'Av, to make a little achon, a little preparation for Tisha B'Av, and to make a special Suda Zecha de Avelis. And the Gemara says, now I'm just to feel as if the mace is in front of you. But Rabbi Yehuda mechaya b'kfiyas amita. Rabbi Yehuda holds that on Tisha B'Av you have to turn over the beds. In other words, you can't sleep on the bed on Tisha B'Av. You have to sleep on the floor. For the Hoyda loy chachom, the chachom did not agree. They hold you're allowed to sleep on your bed on Tisha B'Av. Tanya would learn like this. Omru lo Rabbi Yehuda. They said to Rabbi Yehuda, lidvarech according to you that you have to turn over the beds and sleep on the floor. Uberasomanikois, matay alayan. What are you going to do with the pregnant ladies? Or the ladies that are nursing? Like, for them, it's come out impossible to sleep on the floor. They have their kids, they have to take care of them. They can't sleep on the floor. So the Moran says, Omalehem, Rabbi Yehuda said back, Afani lo yamati, I also only said, Ela biyochel. Only by a person that's healthy that could sleep on the floor. You have the chiyuv then to sleep on the floor. But people that have to sleep on the bed, they're mutter. Some people also make all the mush of a pregnant lady, and while she has to, she's allowed to sit on the chair. Even though we know he's allowed to sit on the chair, the tulchat says on Tisha B'Av. But a pregnant lady that has to would be mutter. And even over here, it wouldn't be such a riot from over here. Here is someone talking about turning over the bed. Tani Nam Yochav, learn about this also. Moide Rabbi Yud Lechachomim, Rabbi Yud is Moide Terechachomim, that you don't have to turn over your bed. You're allowed to sleep on the bed, Vishayna Yochav. On someone like a pregnant lady that can't sleep on the floor, she's allowed to sleep on the bed. You don't have to turn over the bed on Tisha B'Av. Or no, toward them the other way. O moidim chachom Rabbi Yehuda. The chom shita that says, yes, you don't have to turn over the bed. They agree to Rabbi Yehuda, biyochol, that if somebody is healthy and strong, and he could turn over his bed and sleep on the floor, he has to turn over the bed. That's what the Brisa says. So if so, fret the Gemara, my binayu. If both are moidim to the other one, what's the machlokes then? Rabbi Yehuda agrees by a pregnant lady, she doesn't have to. The Chum agrees by a healthy person, you have to. So what's the machlokes then? And the Gemara Ika Benayu Shar Mitas. Now, I mean, there's the rest of the beds of the house that you're not sleeping on, even your couches. So you also have to turn them over or not. Kidatani, like, not like this. Kishomru Lechapa Samita. Whenever it's learned like an oval, Mika Radin, you have to turn over the beds. Loi mitose bevadu koifoi, not only the bed that you're sleeping on yourself, you have to turn over, elokol ha-mitos kula mukoifoi. All the beds, you have to turn over. So that's Shalom Yehuda, that's Yehuda Shita. Yehuda holds that as long as you could, as long as you're not like a pregnant lady that has to sleep on a bed, as long as you could, you have to turn over your bed, and not only your bed, all the beds in the house also, all the couches also, you have to turn over. But the Chum say no, the Chum say, you only have to turn over the bed that somebody sleeps on it, not to sleep on it, sleep on the floor. But the other bed you don't use, you don't have to turn over. So that's enough communion between the Yehuda and the Chachamim. Oh my Rav says, Hilchosa Katana de Didan, we hold like our Tana that says, Lo Yehoidu Lo Chachamim Kol Iker. We hold like our Mishnah that says, the Chum argue on Yehuda Kol Iker. In other words, even if you're healthy, and you could sleep on the floor, we hold you not mechuyiv to. We hold you don't, but davka have to turn over the bed, like we do the maisa, we don't turn over our beds. Right. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Lehoyo yomim tovim l'Yisrael. There was no yomim tovim to klal Yisrael. Ki chami she'osu b'yov u'kiyom ha'kipurim. And this was the two greatest yomim tovim klal Yisrael has. We have the Yom Kippur, and we have this Yom Tov of Chamish Osabav. So Gemara says like this, Bishleim Yom Kippurim, it's very good to understand Yom Kippurim, Mishum Diyisbei, Slichu Mechila. You know what's so great about Yom Kippur? It's a day that Hashem forgives us, Slichu Mechila, such a tremendous Simcha. Vaita, it's also Yom Shenitnu by Luchas Achreinus. That was the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Luchas Achreinus. As Moshe came down on Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, with the first luchas, and he broke them, then he waited 40 days, then he went up another 40 days, and he came down on Yom Kippur. He came down on Yom Kippur, that's the day that Hashem gave the luchas. And these two things have to do one with the other, that the Pshat that Hashem gave the Lucha Shnias on Yom Kippur was like we say, Slachti Kidvarecha, that Hashem forgave us for the Chet of the Eagle, and since Hashem forgave us for the Chet of the Eagle, that's why we brought down the Luchas on Yom Kippur. Hakopon was a tremendous Yom Tov Aslicha Mechila, like that's the happiest day we have. Like every Jew wants to be pure. The Averis we have, we know it's wrong. So finally comes the day of Yom Kippur that Hashem wipes away the Averis, it's a tremendous Simcha. What kind of Simcha can be greater than that? The day we all become pure, Kaddish and Tor, that's a tremendous day, Yom Kippur. Instead of a ton of the Eliyahu even says that the one day a year that Hashem himself is the most besimcha, the biggest simcha Hashem has the whole year is on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the day that Hashem also has the most simcha. In the same shot, Hashem is happy when we're clean. Like the more pure we are with the Am Yisrael, the more happy is Hashem is. So on Yom Kippur we become the most purest, Hashem is the most happiest on Yom Kippur. So we understand why Yom Kippur is a great Yom Tov. Ela tes Tuvav, Ela 15th day of Av, Mahi, what's so great about Tuvav? What's so great about Chamishah Tuvav? What happened then? So we're going to say a few things. Om Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Yom Shehutru Shvotim Lovay Zebezeh. This was the day when the Shvatim were matter and the Dash and the Psukim that one Shevet could intermarriage into another Shevet. In other words, before Chamishah Tuvav, they thought that from Shevet Shimon, the men and ladies have to intermarriage only Shevet Shimon. A lady and a man from Shevet Shimon have to intermarriage. They can't marry somebody from another Shevet. When it finally came Chamishah Tuvav, that's when the Dash and the Psukim to say, no, you're allowed to marry one Shevet into another Shevet. My Doris, what are they dashing? The pasuk says, "Zeh adover ashetzivu Hashem l'bnei slovchot." So Hashem gave it. The bnei slovchot had kindness to say that the brothers died, the fathers died. What's going to be with our mishpacha? So the pasuk says that the bnei slovchot they should only intermarriage into their mishpacha, into their shevet. So they thought that the tzivu for all shvatim have to only intermarriage their shevet. So finally, the dashin apostle that says no. It says zeh adover shatziv Hashem l'mei slovchem. So we dashin dover zeh loyhe loyik el bador zeh. This inyad like b'nei slovchot, they should only marry into them. Shevet was only said by that door. That's all. But avad the future generations, you're allowed into marriage one shevet into another shevet. And they dashin this after on chamishah sabav. So Rashi shutu shvatim lo bezeh bezeh. The Rachmanom, the Torah says, V'chol bas Yerusha nachlo, uksev le'tisov nachlo nimat lamato, a bas, a daughter, like, shiyashins. In other words, shiyashins are father sometimes. So she's, if there's no sons, so the daughter's yashin. Now if the daughter gets married to another mishpah, another shevet, when her father dies, the nachlo is going to go from one shevet to another shevet. And the Pasuk says, le'tisev nachlo nimat lamato, don't change around the inheritance, from one shevet to another shevet. Acha ki ish b'nachlosa yidbeku b'nei Yisrael. So they dashin first that everybody has to marry into his own shevet. Then later on, chamisha sabav, v'yomdo v'tiru dove zeh, v'yomate nizach, v'chamisha sabav, and they dashin know, the Pasuk says, zeh adov ashasiv Hashem l'vnei slovchot, zeh miyatu klema, lo yeh dove zeh noig ela v'dor zeh v'dor shev v'nei slovchot. Only in this generation is such an Yisrael that you have to marry into your Shevet. But Avad al-Doyrois, you're allowed to marry from one Shevet into another Shevet. So some say, what was so great about this Indian, you're allowed to marry one Shevet into another Shevet.
Alright, a turnover. Alright, a turnover.
Right, Rav Yosef Omer Rav Nachman, what was so great about Chamishah Tuvav? It was Yom Shehutar Shevet Binyamin Loiva Bakal. It was the Yom Tov, the day that there was also Darshim Sukim, that after Plegish Begiva, that at that time they made an Isra Shvua not to intermarriage into Shevet Binyamin, and later they were matter the Shvua that you're allowed to marry people from Shevet Binyamin. Shneim the Pasuk says, Vish Yisrael nishba ba mitzvah lemer ish mimena layitin bitul binyamin. After the ma'isa plegish begiva by shevet binyamin, they killed them. So they made a shvua that nobody from other shvatim allowed to give their daughters to marry to shevet binyamin. Lish, you can't give your daughters to marry to shevet binyamin for wife. So churitz also from then on to give your daughter to let get married to shevet binyamin. My Dorish, what are they dashing now in Chamishah Tuvav? They'll matter it. Amar Rav, they dash like this. Mi menu v'loy mi ben neinu. With dashin, the pasuk says, the shvua was, ish mi menu l'yitim b'itayn. Only the people that are alive at that generation, at that time, of Plegish Megivah, they made a shvua, they're not going to let their daughters marry into Shevet Binyamin. But the children are allowed to marry into Shevet Binyamin. So they dashin on Chamisha Sabab, that they're allowed to intermarriage into Shevet Binyamin. By the Rabbah Bar Bachon Amr Rav Yechanan, it's Yoim Shekolu Boy Meisei Midbar. On Chamisha Sabab, that was the day that they realized that the people stopped dying in the Midbar. Well, not like this. The Yom Amar was not like this. Achilei Kolu Meisei Midbar. Up until like the 40 years in the Midbar, on the 40th year, that was the year that the last person that had to die died, and he died, they stopped dying on Chamisha Sabab. That's the time they stopped dying. And the Yom Amar was not like this. Achilei Kolu Meisei Midbar. Those 40 years in the Midbar, that the Jews, the door of the that was there, B'Shas Meraglim, there was Yigzer on them, they have to die in the Midbar, up until the last Jew didn't die, L'Hoyediber in Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't talk like Mamish Peel Peh to Moshe. Shenem Reposit says, V'hika Shetamu Kolanshi Amacham Olamus, after all the people, the whole generation of the Dor and Midbar died, then the Posit says, V'yedaber Hashem Eli. That means Eli Hoyu Adibur. Because Baruch Hu Mamish spoke to me directly. So Rashi says like this. Shekolu Mosa Midbar. So Rashi the Tanya was not like this. Kol HaBoyim Shon, all the 40 years, Shoyeba Midbar, V'chol Erev Tisha B'Av. And every Erev Tisha B'Av through those 40 years, Hoya Kruz Yotzei. A voice would go out, a call, a basko would go out, a cruz would go out. The Yom would say like this. Tzu Lachbar. On Erev Tisha B'Av, everybody go and dig your grave. Everybody has to go dig a grave. Everybody would go and dig his grave. The Yoshin boy, on Tisha B'Av by night, the whole Klai Yisrael would go to sleep inside the grave. Shema Yomas Kodem Shiachbar, because they're afraid like us on the Midbar, the generation that they died out on Tisha B'Av. Every year on Tisha B'Av, that's the day that the people died, that year. So they're afraid maybe they'll die before they had the grave. So everybody used to dig their grave there of Tisha B'Av and sleep there Tisha B'Av at night. Well, the Mocher on the next day on Tisha B'Av, HaKruz Yotze again, the Basko, whatever it was, went out. The Kurian said like this, Yevod Lu Chaim and Amesim. Whoever's still alive, get up and go away. And the people that didn't get up, they died there, they stood there. The Chol Shoyeb by Nefesh Chaim, whoever had a little life to him, HaYayimit would get up and walk out. Baruch Hashem, I'm alive. The Yotze. Now the Chol Shono Yosef Kane, every year they used to do that. That's how the people died in the Midbar. Mamash, you see how much bitachim they had, Mamash, the Mamash Tzadikim there. You think of Rach like that they did the Chet Meraglim. But afterwards they realized they did an Avera, and the Mamash had an Emun in Hashem, bitachim in Hashem. Imagine Zach like that, Mamash Merodik. Now they told them, everybody dig your own grave and sleep there at night. Everybody went to sleep, they had bitachim, like Hashem, did they kill me now? I deserve to have my Misa, what can I do? If I deserve to get up, I'll get up. Everybody went to sleep and didn't know if they got up or not. Some of you said a mafo very good that night. Uvishnasa boyim shono also. The end of the 40th year. Uvishnasa boyim shono also. They did the 40th year also. Ulamocha on the 40th year, that Tisha B'Av, umdu kulam chayim. Everybody that went to sleep that night got up. Vechivan shiro kach. Everybody saw that. Everybody got up. Tamu, they wondered beyond they said. Shema te'inu. Like up until now, every year, people died, a lot of people died. Buzzab is now, nobody died last night. So the time we made a mistake, it's not Tisha B'Av. Chazwo v'shachu b'kavrayim, leilais. Ad lecha mishasa, ad lecha mishasa. Now much the next 6 days, every night they went to sleep in the kever. They didn't know sure if it was Tisha B'Av or not. So every night they slept in the kever that night. The chivan shirosh in esmala balavona. When they saw that the moon, by chamishasa b'av, the moon in the middle of the month, the moon is full, is b'tesvav v'loy meisnechem, and still nobody died. Yodu, now they understood, she'cheshbon chodesh mechubin. They had the right cheshbon. U'kfar mem shona shogzeres nishlamu. They had already finished the 40 years. So on Chamisha Sabab, that's when they realized what was going on, that we already finished the 40 years in the Midbar, and from now on we don't have to sleep in the Beis HaKvarim, in our Kvarim, and we're not going to die. Is oysa ador, oysa yom yomtif. They kavu oysa ador, oysa yom yomtif. Therefore, at that time, they made a yomtiv that day. They made a yomtiv that day that was the Chamisha Sabav that they stopped dying the Dor HaMidbar.
What's they keeping track?
Right, Ulo Amaula says the Yom Tov of Chamisha Sabav is Yom Shevitol Hoshaya Ben Ola Prusdoye Shohesha Biravim Ben Avot Aladrochim Shloyalo Yisrael Oregel. As the Ravim Ben Avot, he was a big Russia, he put Prusdoye, a policeman, on the roads to stop Jews from going up to the Regal. You can't go up to the Regal, you can't go to Yishlayim. So when Hoshaya Ben Ola took over, he was, Rashi says, a little bit of a Russia, but so all he did was he stopped the policeman. He wasn't as bad as Yeravim Ben Avot. He didn't stop the Jews from going up anymore. He just took away the policeman as if to save the Yom when he said,